Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
Hey.
Scott, how are you feeling after the movie?
Alright, not too bad, not too shabby. There's been a bit of time in between watching the movie and doing the podcast, yeah. So it's a lucky thing that we do have these notes.
Exactly.
It's very good.
Before the movie, we ate at the Bavarian.
Yes, we did.
It was very good. See, before the for the Batman movie, ate there, and you're probably thinking, come on, guys, the bloody Bavarian was crap. And I'm going, no, because Scott wanted to eat at the Bavarian. I don't know why. You go up to me and you go, oh, I don't want to have Asian food tonight. And I'm like, why? You know, we're with mum.
I just wasn't feeling it last night. I just wasn't feeling the vibe for any noodles.
Do you not remember what happened last time?
Yeah.
With the Batman, how bad the food was.
Yeah.
So I go there and I order a pasta called the
trying to be something different.
The cream pie.
Yeah.
And it was this weird, it said, you'll never have mac and cheese again. Those were the words. Big claim from the Bavarian. They're going, you know what? You're going to eat this pasta and you're going to be like, shit, I'm never going to have mac and cheese again. It comes out, a dish about the size of my knee. I've got quite petite knees. Everybody
goes, you have little boy knees.
Little disc knees.
Yeah.
And it was awful. It
did look like a piece of, like a pile of slop just thrown in front of you with some onions on top.
It was like the look of scrambled eggs, but not nice ones, like crumbled up.
It was like scrambled eggs, but someone had poured water in it.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. I just needed something greasy. I needed a schnitty. I wasn't in the mood for
We should have gone to Garmy Chicken and Beer.
Scary.
Your mate Curtis got food poisoned from one in a different suburb, different location. They have different store managers for every chicken and beer
location.
I know, and
I'm hypocritical for going back to the Bavarian for the same sort of reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. You know what? I'm just not going to choose where we go to eat anymore. I'm just not going to do it.
Well,
I'm just gonna let people.
You didn't let me choose the
no,
last
no,
night.
No, that's why.
Mum and I look at each other and we're like, wow. Yeah. What is going on?
What is with this boy?
But no, let's go to the Bavarian. Let's
go get
doughy pasta. Never eat mac and cheese again. I mean, fuck off, you twats. I'm gonna eat as much mac and cheese as I want.
Try and drown out that nightmare of
a
meal.
I don't know what it was called.
My schnitty was not bad. My schnitty was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But was it... No, the cheese wasn't broiled enough. I'm sorry.
You know,
I'm sorry. I'm saying it. And
right,
I don't
right.
mean to be controversial, but I'm saying
the cheese wasn't broiled enough. That's true.
Using cheap ham. Don't use...
That's
Bavarian
true.
Charging quite a much. Quite an amount. And yet you're giving us what? Not bacon. You're giving us just store-bought ham. Just not even some deli leg-shaven ham.
It's probably fucking Coles Home Brand or something.
I don't think Coles Home Brand do ham.
Do they ham?
Surely not.
Coles surely ham.
No, it's Primo, mate. Primo. Your Don's or your, you know.
Anyways, it's super processed. But anyway, that's the smallest detail in our night out at the movies last night. We saw Lightyear, which we have been building up for with the four Toy Stories, and now we are finally here. It is the new spin-off of the beloved character Buzz Lightyear.
Do you think that this is good that they made this?
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think in comparison to Toy Story 4, they should have cut Toy Story 4 and then had this as the movie a couple of years ago.
Yeah, see, I think it's weird because we're obviously going to get a sequel because of the ending scene that way.
That's right, yep, correct.
Do you think there's going to be other spin-offs
Other characters? So this is the thing, okay, yeah, this is the thing with Disney in particular. They just make spin-offs of everything. And I'm talking about the broad umbrella of Star Wars as well. I'm mainly looking at Star Wars. I know that's a different property and a different section, but it is going to trickle into these other companies and areas, and it's going to happen. You know, we've always had sequels, but yes, I think there'll be a sequel spin-off to this.
See,
I understand. Though,
no, not a sequel. That's not what I asked. I said, do you mean there'll be other
More spin-offs as well? Yeah. Yes, there will be. I reckon that there will be like a Woody's Roundup. We joked about it after the movie. I reckon there probably would be.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I just can't get excited as much about... I'm very surprised about this movie, and I am glad that it was as good as it was, you know, for what I thought it was going to be.
I thought it was going to be a dumpster fire, to be honest. I thought it was going to be absolute trash.
But it was quite good.
It was... I won't give it quite good. I would say a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Quite good. It was quite good, mate.
It was all right. It was all right for me.
It was quite good.
Yeah, it was all right.
It was quite good.
But
they keep stretching out these things. It's like, I mean, this is... It's basically an original story.
Yes.
It's just using a couple of references. They shoehorned a few in at the start, like... the squishy ground, I like that.
Yeah, there's some iconic lines as well, like, you know, not today, and blast, and the no sign of intelligent life anywhere, all those buzz catchphrases. Not today,
buzz
Zerg.
Catchphrase?
Yeah. It's like, not today, Zerg. He said that a couple of times, but not at Zerg. He's like, not today.
Is blast a buzz catchphrase as well?
Well, he says it a lot in the Toy Story franchise. Instead of saying fuck, he says blast. And no sign of intelligent life anywhere is obviously part of that big monologue that he has in the original Toy Story, which I couldn't remember the whole thing, so I just got the main bit at the end.
I think the... most forced shoehorn one was, you're mocking me.
That
was a bit forced at the start.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they threw like three references in the first 2 minutes, and it's like,
I think they should have sprinkled
that out.
Buzz,
you fuckers, take it. It's like, stop Pixar. My ass can only take so much.
It's too much Buzz and too little time.
They're shoving big Buzz dildos.
Oh my god!
All the way up in the audience, and then they relieved it, and it was like, oh,
Buzz Lightyear!
Finally, my arsehole can take a break for a bit. And then they got the jetpack. Well, he's backpacking. It's like, here's the dildo again, fuckers!
No, you were just fucked by the references. Yeah, there were some really nice callbacks to the original Toy Story, and obviously, this is the movie that the toy was based off in the Toy Story universe.
Yeah, see, that's...
I have a couple of problems with that, though, because the movie...
It was progressive for the 1995.
And the way that it was shot with all the, like, the ships and things like that. I know it's a kid's movie, but, like, do you really think they're going to have the ability to make those sort of graphics in the early 90s? I mean, Star Wars did a great job in the
80s. What do you mean? Like, it's... Oh, no, I disagree with that, because it's the Pixar universe. It's a different... It's not our world.
Yeah, it's true. Yes, that's true. Okay.
I think you're digging a bit.
Maybe I'm clutching at straws there a little bit. No, but I'm just saying, like, for some of the scenes, I think realistically, if you're talking about realistic timelines, they wouldn't have the CGI capabilities to do it.
Okay, nerd.
I'm just looking at the details.
Oh, petty. Here we go, buddy. Petty Pete's entered the house.
Yo, what's up? It's me, Petty Pete.
It's me, Petty Pete.
Yo, you know that? 1995, they didn't have CGI like that. Lightyear? Shit. Dildo, out of my ass.
Animation was fine, baby.
It was good.
It was real nice.
Oh, you know what? I really liked a lot of the micro expressions in their faces. I think we talked about that for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. We talked about the little micro expression-y things and how good it's getting and how human faces are getting with animation now.
Well, they had a lot of trouble with human faces in the first Toy Story. I think that was one of the trivia points. And
yes,
they had trouble with water.
Yep.
Now, they put sweat on Buzz's head.
Yeah.
How the hell do you animate sweat?
Insane.
But not like...
It looked really real.
It looked amazing.
Yeah. It was like a... It was just like perfect lighting.
He's such a sweaty boy. It was just so masculine.
Oh, you know something about this... He was... you know something about the animation in this that I really liked? Yes,
I
with
like
this
you,
movie.
So
that it was fast. and it was action packed.
Mm.
I liked that the animation wasn't
was
too
fast, was thorough, and they shopped as attack.
That's exactly right. What did you just say? Shopped as attack.
I think that was the lyrics. Anyway, keep going.
I liked how it wasn't too slow and stuck sort of thing, you know? I think when you're getting overcrowded with details and things like that, you can fall into that trap of having a too squishy, not enough weight to the characters. I've seen some animation in some other animated flicks that are like that.
Name them. Yeah.
Not off the top of my head.
Oh, here's the bloody reference, boy. It's reference Randy's entered the house. Step aside, Petty Pete.
Look, all I'm saying is that the animation is very fast, and there's a lot of weight to the hits and
the jumps.
I'm just
pulling
your
leg, mate. I'm just being a little bit of a turd.
The
movement was great as well.
Yeah,
when he's running from Zerg at that point, you know,
Zerg's
like they're crashing through the rocks, you know, and Zerg crashes through the little crevice bit.
Oh, I do like that crevice.
Just like that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That is sick, man.
It's a nice crevice.
Beautiful shots as well. Whilst we're on animation style, I love the one of Buzz standing in the moonlight, and it's his background. I mean, no, it's the back shot of him, just his silhouette.
Yeah.
Or the end when it's Izzy and Buzz, and it's the sun rising, and it's just their heads.
Yeah.
Or Izzy going across in space.
Yeah.
All looked amazing. Those were very cool shots.
Very, very cool shots. Another one kind of similar to that sunrise shot is when Buzz is inside his little apartment-y sort of area, or house sort of area. And he's looking out to the sun. And that's a pretty sick shot. Yeah, they absolutely nailed it in that department. There were and some sick Zerg shots too. I liked how they didn't reveal his full suit until a little bit later in the movie as well.
Mm.
His suit looked pretty badass.
Yeah, he was sick.
Yeah, and I like how they kept the original gun as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it had the... Pew, 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 pew.
I don't think he ever had the retractable hand beforehand.
No, but that was a cool addition.
That was cool, yeah.
I respected that.
I liked the planet. Do you like the planet?
The planet was kind of cool. I thought the vines were a little bit... derivative by the end. I thought that I was yeah, I get it.
Really? I didn't think there was much vine action for the end. I would have seen like to see a bit more vine action.
Oh, okay. I guess
pro vine.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I thought it was it's just a thing. They're on a viney planet.
You weren't with it?
I wasn't with it. I wasn't really with it.
See, I didn't think there was enough vine. There was vine at the start. And then it kind of died out by 2015, and then everyone was sad.
And everyone's onto TikTok.
No, but there wasn't enough vine.
Yeah. Okay, no.
In the end, there was just more robots. Robots and boogs.
Ribbits.
The bugs were... See, I wasn't like... I liked the bugs, but I wasn't as interested in the bugs as I was a vine.
That's fair enough. I mean, you know, you're either a vine man or a bug man.
Did you like old Buzz as Zerg?
Yeah, I thought that was a cool twist, actually.
Yeah.
I thought it was an interesting twist, because obviously they're going off it's like a little bit of a Star Wars parody in that respect. In
the whole
Toy
thing
Story.
Is pulling from Star Wars.
Yeah,
it's clearly just clicheing Star Wars, like the big Zerg ship's just the Death Star. And
yeah, yeah.
The Zerg robots are just stormtroopers, and Zerg's Darth Vader, who used to be good and now is bad.
That's
and
right.
Turned good at the end,
yeah.
But doesn't. In this, it is just Star Wars, basically, which was where my problems lie. However,
I like the fact that they changed it and they made it actually Buzz, though, because that was a different spin. I was expecting him, it's just going to be his dad.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like, oh, okay, so they're using the same Marvel timeline logic that we were discussing. We're trying to, because we saw this with Mom, and she's like, I didn't understand. Why was Buzz old in it? And we were saying, well, you know, you go back into the past, it's still your future, so you're not actually changing the actual past. You're in, an alternate timeline, per se.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, I didn't really... I felt like he just was kind of a villain. I mean, no, Buzz just kind of switched as a hero for no reason. He's like, I care about Alicia's granddaughter and all that now. It's like, bro.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I mean, I know they had to have that. But he just kind of switched. He was just the whole time he's there trying to save the planet, and then right at that last minute he's like, "No, nah, I'm embracing it because I haven't had a life." But it's like, if you saved everybody and went back in time, you'd have a life then.
Yeah.
Never thought about that.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
There'd be a different life.
I think it kind of like, he kind of like went, you know what, I don't want to erase the, because he would have to live with the knowledge of those people existing, and then he would go back and he's like secretly in his brain, "Oh man, I knew your granddaughter, but like, you know, she doesn't actually exist."
And then I guess Alicia would have never met her.
What if she
partner.
Never had like a, yeah, what if she never had a granddaughter?
Well, she wouldn't have Izzy, yeah. That's for sure. Because you change like little events as well. It changes your offspring.
That's exactly right. But yeah, so that's an interesting thing. I think it's a, I think it was a good choice for him to have the emotional change. And now this is the base for Star Command. Like,
yeah. You
know, if they're leading into a second one, which they are, this is the Star Command base. And like, the, what do they call it? The Galactic Alliance.
Surely there's going to be, yeah. They go back to Earth though, surely.
Yeah.
At one point.
I'm interested in the logic behind all of this. Is it like a whole human colony? Is
yeah, it like... yeah, I don't know why they were traveling in a turnip to begin with.
Yeah, the turnip.
I love that.
That was a cool
great.
Thing. Yeah, that was pretty...
I thought there were so many cool parts. Like, even though points of it felt like, oh, yeah, Star Wars, I kind of seen this before.
Yeah.
It didn't feel the same all
there,
the time.
There were cliche moments. I will say that there were definitely cliche moments, but there were parts in it that I thought were going to be cringe that turned out to be quite good. And one of those parts is the introduction of Sox. I thought he was going to be really annoying and like, oh man, why you have to have the token talking robot thing that follows you around everywhere. But I thought it was quite endearing. I liked a lot of his visual gags, especially Mum reminded us of the coughing up the fur ball, but like it's a lighter.
And he had great move. I loved his meowing.
His meow. Yeah, that was pretty wholesome.
The belly rub part.
Oh,
was
that
great.
Was cute. That was very cute. Yeah. So,
what was your favorite Sox gadget?
Oh, I don't. I think the confetti. Wait, did he spit out confetti? Oh no, that's
no,
just
that
when confetti
shit.
Got stuck in him.
Yeah.
Probably the light when he had the laser eyes and he was like, "Oh, I'll get you."
His dart was pretty sick. Or even just in the background one time when he's just extinguishing the ship and his just head's just turning really like rigid. I love that. I also loved after hyperdrive and he's just like, he just didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember what he said or something like, "I did not enjoy that, but I fucked it up." It's not as funny, me saying
it. Fucked it up.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
You sound like a right fool.
Keep going.
Yeah, so he was a cool character. I actually think the team themselves that Buzz encounters with is his name Izzy, the granddaughter?
Mm? Who?
The granddaughter is Izzy, right?
Buzz didn't have a granddaughter.
No.
This guy. Well, he didn't even watch the same movie. My God. Someone was asleep at the cinema.
The original partner that he was with, the other Space Ranger.
Mate, they weren't partners.
No.
She was lesbian.
No.
Buzz wasn't dating her. Christ. Someone was fell asleep in the movie again.
Don't throw me in the deep, you sausage. You cheeky chook.
But you're rolling in the deep over here.
But the whole gang that they were with, like I liked their dynamic. I thought that was quite fun.
They were a good gang. Taika Waititi,
he
prison
was cool.
lady.
Yeah.
Was that it? Izzy and... Yeah, it was just a four.
It was a four.
Oh, bank. And Sox. Five. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think it would have been a bit much if they included the other robot that was telling them how to go. I think that was good that they cut him off there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there was a lot of good choices. I think this whole movie just felt super fun, enjoyable. As a kid watching this, would you enjoy this?
Absolutely, I would. And
this is an all-ages film that's written quite well.
I think, though, personally, at the start, there was... I don't know what joke it was, but it was kind of going on a little bit long. When Buzz and the other space rat... What's her name?
Alicia.
When Buzz and Alicia were making kind of like a joke about the sad eyes of the rookie, I thought that was a bit cringy.
Did you?
No, I thought that was a bit, oh, come on, wrap this joke up. This is a little bit weird. I don't know. There was that part of the start as well and the montage of the hyperdrive. For me personally, I thought it was just okay. It got more emotional as it went on because you saw Alicia actually pass away and stuff. And that was like, oh, that's quite sad. But at the beginning of it, it was like, oh, okay.
See, I love that because I think that showed Buzz's like drive and motivation. It was like how he was willing to just give up being with his friends and all that to just like keep saving these people because he put them in this predicament. The story just threw you straight in. That was no like him going through the academy and all this stuff. This is just a portion of his life that we got to see, the most interesting part.
Mm.
Wasn't an origin story. It was just he's already in it and we're just watching from there. I thought that was great. They didn't... So whilst I say there was cliches, I also think they didn't go down a lot of roads that would have made this movie significantly worse, such as Buzz having a love interest. I'm glad they didn't do that.
Yeah, because that makes it even more cliche.
They have Alicia's little thing, but that wasn't that focused, but it was more like a friendship. You know, he had to learn to be, instead of individual, rely on a team, which is, you know, 1,000 movies have done that. But
yeah.
I think they did that well with the ragtag group and Izzy. I liked the elements that they set up throughout the whole movie because it had these familiar undertones behind it. But they kind of did it in a Buzz Lightyear direction, not just a cliche direction.
Yeah, they made a different twist to it sort of thing.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I understand that and the logic behind him, like showing the audience his drive, which is a very cool thing. But still, personally, I was like, kind of want it to move a little bit. I liked it when the story was progressing more and they were adventuring more. I like a sense of adventure in some of these movies, moving from location to location and not being stagnant in one place. Depending on the movie, sometimes that works for a movie very well. But for me, I was just like, let's get the ball rolling a bit.
See, I felt like that only went for 5 minutes, though, so it wasn't really stagnant. Like, they stayed there for, like, what, 5 minutes, and then he kind of went off. When he came back, what happened? I can't remember. How did he get to... Oh, he crash-landed. He figured out hyperspeed and left. Yeah, probably, I guess, like, that would have was a bit weird, like, running away from Burnside. He was just a dick for no reason kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like they were just trying to he was clearly trying to save people and it's like, just get him away home. And that's it's like, it. No.
Yeah.
If he wasn't so much of a dick, then maybe they could have got out,
you know,
different.
All right, let's talk about voice acting. I think overall it was quite awesome.
Yeah, it was a very small cast anyway.
Yeah.
It's only like 13 of them.
If you keep it tight-knit like that, I think you do a better job. Chris Evans was pretty good. I wouldn't say he was outstanding, but he did a pretty good job in trying to, you know, honor
Tim Allen's
vibe. And I think he matched it pretty well. I would say Chris Evans is like the best bet for someone that you could match his vibe with.
Yeah, I'd say he was excellent.
It's the, you know, that Captain America sort of training that he's had throughout the Marvel universe. He has that, you know, the righteousness sort of hero sort of voice down pat. And he can kind of emphasize that.
Oh, the way that Buzz talks, he says words weird, like, you know, goodbye, robotic feline, and things like that.
Yeah, like little phrases like that. I like that they paid respect to Tim Allen's way of doing that.
See, I thought he was great. I disagree with you saying just okay. I think
okay.
Okay. Christ, he wasn't gay. He was straight. Alicia was gay, okay. He wasn't dating Izzy. He wasn't dating Alicia.
No.
He didn't have a love interest, Scott.
Just
there was no love for Buzz.
It was pretty good, not just okay.
Why pretty good? Where is it lacking for you?
I think that some of the points when he was speaking, it wasn't expressive enough.
Like,
I think he was... Oh, no, just like... I can't say it specifically, but just...
Let's get back reference, Randy.
There were points in the movie that I think that... I don't know, he could have been more stereotypical Buzz and less kind of smoldering.
You got to give me specifics here. You're just...
I don't know. I'm just
You're not holding up the debate.
It's kind of like overall... it's an overarching thing. Like, he had good moments.
Did you like the realistic design?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Well, I mean, it wasn't, like, realistic. Like, some people still had funny Pixar noses and things, but...
Yeah, we liked the Pixar nose,
Obviously, Buzz looks a bit more realistic, but still, like, Buzz. I think
his suit, like, his old-school Space Ranger suit was pretty sick.
Yeah.
That was a nice design.
I think overall they all looked quite good.
Yeah.
Zurg was pretty sick.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? What about the Zurg voice? I would have liked it more classic, actually, towards the Toy Story 2 sort of voice. I prefer that Zurg voice over this newer Zurg voice.
Yeah, right.
But I you know what? Another nice little callback detail on Zurg's suit as well. Did you see that there was the aiming target behind his head?
Yeah, I did.
That's pretty cool.
There's lots of little references. I love the jetpack at the end. Was that what we call it? The jetpack?
The jetpack.
It's best pack.
Oh
no, what?
So, you know when Zurg and Buzz are having their little...
sex. Just on the counter.
Yeah, when they're fucking.
And he's shoving that 3-barreled gun up his asshole. Tell you what, that's how I felt with all the bloody references at the start. Lovely, innit?
Well, in the fight scene, it is a complete replica when he jumped of Toy Story 2 in the video game when Buzz jumps over Zurg and like does that move that Rex does. That happens in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
He jumps over him and like does like the backflip shoot thing. Also, I like how everything that he picks up in the movie as well leads towards the classic design of his actual Space Ranger suit. Like the jetpack, they implement that at the end. And the laser, they actually put it in the Space Ranger suit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was sick. Like, things like blaster, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's right. And yeah, it's like little things along the way led towards the Buzz Lightyear suit that we actually know.
Yeah.
I thought that was quite awesome.
I thought the space swords were sick chopping the vines at the start.
They looked quite satisfying, but didn't they?
Problem, chop the vines, they're all covered in vine juice, running along, save the rookie, get into the ship, they're fully clean. How did they clean the vine juice in the time frame between getting into the ship? Wait, no, that doesn't make
Maybe
sense.
Maybe they just licked it off. I jumped
to
the end.
It's from running to the ship to getting into the ship. How'd they clean themselves?
Maybe they just like slid on the ground and just like, get off me.
But you're not, because you're on dirt. You're on cold, hard dirt.
And that dirt would stick to you from the vine juice.
And the vines would then come out, you'd slice them and you get more juice on you. So how did they clean themselves?
You know what? I don't have the answer for that. I just think that they're just too good. It just maybe they have some sort of material that it's good. Like anti-slime suit.
They're not bloody too good, mate. It's a bloody mistake.
Bloody.
It's a bloody mistake. Bloody the animators. Mate. I'm telling you, that's stupid.
I like how every character in the team had a use as well.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. The pencil.
Hell yes. Yeah.
It was, every character had a purpose. You know, you had the... what's her name?
Sandy.
The old lady. The old lady.
Oh, I don't remember her name.
Well, she was from a prison, and obviously she was like pretty crafty with guns and stuff. Yeah, man,
I watched the movie.
Old facts. No, but like, you know, they all had their own little quirks, and at the end they worked very well as a team. I think it was a nice dynamic between them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And meat sandwiches, of course. If binging with Babish doesn't make meat sandwiches, I swear to God.
Yeah, I completely disagreed with that, though. It's like, that sort of sandwich would not be better.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. It's the joke, Scott. It's an irony.
Yeah, but I'm not taking it as a joke. I'm bloody offended.
Oh, God.
That's not how you eat a sandwich.
But overall, I find this movie I think this is a great movie, honestly. I didn't expect it to be this good. I was like waiting for it to be just a shit show. I think it's a good spin-off from the Toy Story universe because it is basically not really connected. It's its kind of own thing. I'm not really looking forward to more. I think it's just a nice little one package.
It was fun.
Disney's going to milk the shit out of this now because it's probably going to do well.
It hasn't done well. Well, by Disney standards.
Why?
They made only $51 million at the box office.
Yeah, that's good for an opening weekend.
Yeah, but they're saying that it's not.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Maybe not.
Yeah. You know, by Disney standards, they want like $100 million straight up. It can't be under that. It's, yeah, right. You know, ever since, you know, the big MCU movies, it's got to be big.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. Who knows? Maybe they'll make a sequel and put it straight to streaming or something.
Personally, I think this. Yep, I agree. It was a fun movie. And it's good that they finally did a spin-off as well. But I wouldn't say, yeah, it's not the best. Definitely better than Toy Story 4. 100% mm-hmm. I would say better. But it's still sitting at quite a middle ground feeling for me. It just the overall vibe of it. It was like it's fun, but didn't hook me in enough to give it like an amazing score.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, trivia time?
Yeah, let's get some trivia.
Ivan Red Backwards is Navi for navigation system.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
It's pretty sick, eh? Due to the LGB content, it became the first children's animated film to be given an NC-16 rating in Singapore, equivalent to an R rating in the US.
Really?
Yeah. Chris Evans shares the same birthday as Tim Allen. Really? IMDb trivia had nothing for this. It was like half the shit was like...
This is facts.
Half the shit was just stupid. It was like, oh yeah, Buzz's jetpack's in this. No shit, we watched a movie. Trivia's yeah. meant to be something cool that we don't know. should we get into the real shit though?
Yeah, give us some Letterboxd reviews.
Joel Dustra says, in 1995, this was Andy's favorite movie. In 1995, Andy was a stupid, dumb, fucking idiot loser kid who loved a bad movie. 2 stars. Damn.
Damn, that's savage.
Wes10 says, when that cat died for a second, my heart shrank. I cried, I screamed, I came, I combusted, I died, and came back to life 18 times over. 4.5 stars. Wes10 liked this movie, I think.
I think Wes10 really appreciated it.
And last one, Cameron. Bruh, me and my dad be making out to this shit. 2 stars.
Oh, I mean, like, do whatever you have to do.
Shout out Cameron. Maybe that's why it's banned, because there's, like, for the Singapore version, it just cuts to Cameron and his dad just, like, full, just snogging each other.
It wasn't banned for anything bad. Yeah.
Score time?
Yeah, let's go score.
I'll go first?
Yeah.
7 out of 10 nugs.
Respectable. I'm going to go 6 out of 10 nugs.
I thought you said it was better than Toy Story 4.
It was. It's still a 6, though.
So Toy Story 4 was a 6, eh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a high...
Cut! This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.